Whether you and your family are going camping in a tent or one of our RVs, tune in to the conversation I had today with the founder and owner of The Dirt, the number one camping app available on all platforms. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast powered by Heartland RV. Big day today. We have Sarah Smith with The Dirt. What is The Dirt? The number one camping app on all platforms within the App Store as well for iOS, ranks in the top 100 on every single travel app that's out there. 39,000 reviews. And internally with our team, as all of you guys know, we make RVs. We help people travel the world to see amazing destinations. So why not learn about The Dirt? Sarah, welcome to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
So, okay, first question that you and I had when I called you was, what is The Dirt?
That is a good question. The Dirt is, like you said, the top-ranked camping app. So it's really an app and a website to help people figure out where to go camping. We have these great vans and RVs, and we don't always know where to go take them. So we have over 4 million photos, videos, reviews, and tips of campgrounds on The Dirt. Tons of great information to help you pick where to go camping. We have someone coming to The Dirt every few seconds now. We're on track to do 30 million visits this year. Wow. So we've been around for a while, but we've really started to explode in the past couple of years.
And the one thing that I really recognize now that I am in, quote, the travel industry, as we're associated here with RVs, is the backstory of The Dirt. I think it's really important because when people get apps, I think the success of apps is obviously, you know, the user experience, you know, the interface, the operation and use, but more importantly, it's that community, right? So given the fact that, you know, The Dirt provides so much information, and I kind of, you know, compare it to almost like the Yelp of all things camping. And for everybody listening, this is not a pitch about us. The Dirt also includes camping for people that want a tent, correct? Or do like the yurt camping or anything about getting out getting outside with the outdoors. So
exactly.
So can you just take a few minutes, because I really enjoyed, you know, the conversation we had the other night, and just kind of talk about how The Dirt started.
Well, it started, you know, literally to save my marriage with my husband and co-founder, Kevin Long.
Okay.
Kind of kidding, but we avid tent campers back then. This was in 2012, 2013. And every week we would go camping, and every Tuesday we would fight about who's going to figure out where to go camping that weekend. And it was so frustrating because I would go to these websites. I would see these like flat, one-dimensional maps that didn't really help me understand anything about the campground. You know, I wanted to know, is site 2 a good one? It looks like it. It's down by the river, but I'm not quite sure. And it looks like maybe I should, you know, stay away from site 10, which is up by the highway. But I wanted to hear what other people thought. So we realized what we needed to do was to start crowdsourcing information about these campgrounds. I kept saying to Kevin, why isn't there like a Yelp for camping? And so that's really where the idea was born in 2013.
Wow. And I guess, you know, what really impresses me too, and you did talk about it when we had our conversation, was, you know, obviously with all the success that you're having now with the app, you kind of worked in reverse of building out a community. Can you kind of talk about, you know, how big the community got before, you know, the app, you know, really took off?
Yeah, it was so hard because this is what happened. We had a directory of campgrounds and it was just an empty shell, no more helpful than anything else out there. And I'm like, this is not what I wanted to build. I wanted to build a community with content. So we really, really had to work hard to incentivize users and campers to come to our site, sign up for our site, and then give this content. So, you know, like I said, we now have 4 million photos, videos, and reviews all contributed from our community. We actually had 2 million up to a year ago. And in the past year, we doubled that content. So we, you know, kind of reached a tipping point with that, but really needed to figure out how to get, you know, photos, videos, and reviews from our users so that we would have this really good resource that people would want. And we did it through gamification where, you get point. Let's say you're on the Michigan, you live in Michigan, you do a review of a Michigan campground and you will get points for what you contribute. And we have a leaderboard and you will see yourself go up and down the leaderboard and compete with other campers. And then at the end of the month, the best reviewer in that region or state will win a prize from one of the brand partners we work with. And then we start the next month and do it all over again.
So you have community, you have a ton of information when it comes to researching any beautiful destination coast to coast here in North America. We obviously appreciate as a manufacturer and understand what owners go through. I mean, right now they're figuring out their 2022 travel calendar. So utilizing the dirt is a huge advantage for them in scheduling and planning and researching, to your point, where you go next. So for all the folks that are on their own life's journeys, how is, and I know you're at the top now, you're number one now, but as you continue to move up, how is the dirt different from other apps? Because I believe that difference is the reason why you are the number one camping app.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think what makes us different is that we really focused 100% on solving the problem that it's really hard to figure out where to go camping, and spent the past 7 years getting that user-generated content, much to the dismay of our investors and board members who are like, how are you going to make money as a company? There's nothing in this that's making money for this company. And we're like, well, we can't even start to monetize until we've built up this community. So luckily, you know, in the past couple of years, we figured out how to monetize. But I think what makes us different is that we spent the long, hard years building up this content community, which you can't do quickly and you can't put money at it. It has to be built from the ground up.
Awesome. So now let's get into the meat and potatoes, as I call it, where, you know, for everybody that says, okay, I want to get the dirt, I want to find out what it's all about. You know, I have the web screen pulled up now, so you can explore the map, review campgrounds, and plan a trip. You had shared with me when we had a conversation about some of these acronyms that are in the travel or booking industry, and I can't recall what those acronyms are. But for me, as somebody that wants to download the dirt right now, and let's say I'm exploring the map, I see these wonderful reviews down to the site, not just a review of XYZ campground, but to your point, as you said in the intro, you will go down and peel that onion all the way to the difference between site 15 at location X and site 27, which that's really impressive, and credit to the community for taking that much time to, you know, provide that review specifically on, you know, every inch of a given property. When it comes to booking, then, how is that process for me? If I were to today, or our listeners were to, you know, get the dirt app and go ahead and make a booking, is there like a registration with you? Does it pass through another system? You know, how does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's like different ways it works. But as a camper, you know, or an RVer, if you come to the dirt, you do a search, you find a campground you like, and if it's bookable on the dirt, you can either, some campgrounds prefer to do a request to book system where you request it and then they'll answer. If they've signed up with availability, you can search availability and actually book it right there on the dirt at that time. So bookings is something, so we want it to be seamless. We want you to start searching for the campgrounds or RV resorts on the dirt, and then all the way to booking it on the dirt, and then coming back and leaving a review about it on the dirt, so that it's a full process. And we're putting a big focus on bookings this year. We're doing something that a lot of people don't do. So we're charging no commissions to our campgrounds. It's free, absolutely free for campgrounds to list on the dirt, and to take bookings through the dirt.
Awesome. So, you know, for me here within my seat as the national brand manager, you know, I look at two buckets, you know, within our portfolio of brands, you know, under Thor. You have the value to the marketplace, which is the customer that would buy our brands of RVs versus, you know, many other manufacturers' brands that are out there. Then the other bucket is our channel to market. So it is how we make the unit and then it's sold through a dealer network coast to coast. So for you, I make the, you know, comparison, or I'm going to ask the question about the two buckets. So obviously you have a retail bucket where you want to provide a lot of value and making it, you know, from the first click to the last click, everything can be done from searching coast to coast, finding the perfect location, and then booking. So that's that piece. Mm-hmm. If I, let's say, own a given property, for the listeners, or maybe there's some investors that have land and want to get connected on the DIRT network, how would you say then to those listeners, they can add their locations for the opportunity to get reviewed, et cetera?
Yeah. Yep. And we have people adding their campground or RV resort or private land on the DIRT every day.
Okay.
So there's a way you can do it. It's just in the footer. We're going to make it more prevalent, so it'll be up in the header and you can find it more easily, but currently it's in the footer. You can add your campground if it's not already there. It could be, you know, I was just at a conference where I met with a lot of campground owners or campground managers, and they hadn't heard of the DIRT. And so we'd look them up and I'd be like, well, here you on the DIRT and you have 18 reviews and they're all 5 stars. So people are finding you on the DIRT and they're reviewing on the DIRT. Wouldn't it be great if they could also book right here too, where they are? And so if it's already listed on the DIRT, you can just claim your listing or add it if it's not, and then add photos. You don't necessarily have to set up bookings. You can just take ownership of it and make sure it's got all the correct information and you're representing your campground the way you want on the platform.
Wow.
If you want to take it a step further, you can turn on bookings and then have bookings come through. No commission to you as the campground.
Wow.
We make money off the pro, which I can talk about later, but so it's a totally different model than other booking software out there.
Well, you know, why don't we just do that right now? So going back to, you know, our listeners that are people like me want to go see awesome places, I can get the DIRT app and do everything mm-hmm. that we just talked about. And again, here I have the website pulled up. So the basic account, again, look coast to coast, million campground reviews, photos, tips. We can connect, right? Instant community engagement. Can even enter to win free gear, which that's interesting as well. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
As well as customizing and probably, you know, saving your searches and things like that. Can you then talk mm-hmm. about, okay, which to me, that's great value at no cost. What would be the cost of pro? And I don't think it's that much. I think in our conversation, I'm like, wow, that's like a third of the cost of a Starbucks coffee. But can you talk about then all of the pro membership benefits that you get in addition to what I just shared?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Everything on the DIRT besides pro is free, will always be free. That's why we started the DIRT, to get that content. But as we've been building this community, we've been hearing from them other features they would want and they would be willing to pay for. So what the DIRT Pro has, a few different features. I'll just go through them. One is a trip planner. So let's say you're going from, I don't know, Detroit, Michigan down to Miami, Florida, and you are driving.
And by the way, can we just say that they're hauling a Heartland RV just for the context?
Of course they are. Yeah. And you can indicate that, and you can indicate how many hours a day you want to drive. We will bring a map up and we will auto-populate suggested stops along the route, which you can then go in and edit them and tweak them or be like, oh, I don't really want to stay at this RV resort. What else is around there? And you can add gas stations to your stop. So it's really an amazing feature to help, you know, people, especially RVers, figure out their route when they're going longer distances. So that's the first feature that the DIRT Pro has. The second feature is offline capabilities. So let's say you know you're going into a national forest area or some way, you know, somewhere off in the middle of nowhere where you're not going to have cell service. You can download the basic data of the DIRT on so that you don't have to worry about losing cell service. This gives you a really great sense of safety knowing you can access the information you want. One of the most popular features are map layers.
Yeah, so map layers about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great for people who want to do dispersed camping, for example. So it'll show you where Bureau of Land Management land boundaries are and where national forest boundaries are. So if you're driving and you want to disperse camp, you can no, okay, I've headed into this national forest land now. Excuse me. I know I can camp wherever I want within reason. I'm good to do that. We also are adding cell service layers so you can know what kind of cell service you get. So these are really important things that our community has told us that they wanted. You also get discounts from some gear discounts and discounts on campgrounds who participate in the program. So,
yeah. And I see,
there's a lot to it.
Yeah. I see even up to 40%. So is that again, another avenue, if there's a vendor that's out there, you know, I tell people we make the RV, but majority of the people that go camping, there's a ton of accessories that they need to have based on their individual needs with their family, et cetera. So, is the dirt, is Sarah open to hearing from, you know, other vendors that would want to partner with the dirt to provide an offering to that huge community that you've built?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we partner with a lot of different, outdoor brands, you know, RV dealerships, all sorts of things in a lot of different creative ways. So, and one of them is through the contests I mentioned, where at the end of the month, whoever wins that region's contest will win something from one of the partners we work with. So it's a great way to get in front of a huge community of campers. And I forgot to mention the Dirt Pro is $36 a year. So like you said, not that much.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then here, another question, can they cancel at any time? Or is it a 12-month commitment? Yes. Or
you can cancel at any time. Yeah, we have people canceling all the time.
Wow. Awesome.
Well,
I know, like, obviously, as you guys have continued your journey to become number one, I mean, you guys have been all over in the press, New York Times, CNBC, TechCrunch, NPR, Forbes. It's just been an amazing success story that really was rooted to your guys' desire to just collect a lot more information that helps a lot of people. And now it's turned into an amazing community that now, you know, they want to continue to help support the dirt and continue making it better on the minute as photos are uploaded to, at, you know, every inch of this, this great land here in North America. So I think it's really simple. If people want to learn or get the app, it's free. So get on the iOS or whatever platform base you have and download the dirt. It's DYRT, by the way. So download the Dirt app. Again, Dirt Pro, which to me, having that planning tool is a huge feature, specifically, you know, for people that RV. So I just think it's fantastic. And there's enough value in that at $3, you know, a month. Really, really impressed with everything that you've been doing, Sarah. Let's talk about, again, you know, you and your husband, wonderfully kind humans. You've got a great value already. What then, I guess, could be next? What are some of the things that you guys are thinking for the future of the dirt? As far as, and I didn't ask you this when we talked, you know, does the dirt go on site? Do you guys, you know, go to a lot of like meet and greets or any of the shows? I know, you know, here in a few weeks, the Tampa show is a big deal down in Florida. Do you guys make a presence and to get out there?
Yeah, we do. And we didn't for a long time because Kevin and I were so heads down in our computers building this tech platform with our team. So now, you know, we just, I think we're at about 40 employees right now. We're hiring about 20 more. We just raised $11 million from investors. So finally, Kevin and I got to the point where we felt like we could kind of get out of our computers a little bit. And we're actually in the middle of a 5-month road trip right now. Well, I think it's going to be about 6 months. So we've gone to different overland expos, gone to different bookings conferences where we've got to meet a lot of interesting campers and RVers out there. We're actually at an RV resort right now. I wouldn't say I'm normally an RV resort sort of person. I do a lot of dispersed camping, but it's fascinating to be here and meet people and find out what they want and how what they want is different from, you know, maybe a tent camper. So yeah, it's really fun and important for us to get out there as the founders. We have, you know, a design team that does user testing and interviews people all the time, but it's different when it's us and we're face to face.
Awesome. So folks, on the highways and byways, look out for Sarah and her husband. They are making the pilgrimage everywhere to spread the great success of the dirt and all the amazing value that they're providing. Again, the number one camping app, download it. It's free. And if you see the value, get the pro membership. If people want to engage with the dirt community on social, are you guys on social? Whether it's Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah. Yep. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We also have a forum on the dirt. Okay. So if you go to thedirt.com and click on forums, it's a great place to chat with other campers and get your questions answered. So I highly recommend going there. You get really specific sometimes. So it's good, useful information.
I really appreciate your time. I congratulate you guys on all your success. It has been really impressive, and I'm excited to see you guys continue on your own life's journey with the number one camping app that's available right now and free to everyone. Thank you so much, Sarah, for taking some time. I wish you and Kevin wonderful, safe travels as you guys continue, and I look forward to high-fiving and seeing you guys face-to-face here in the near future. Thank you so much for being a guest of the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Thank you. That was really fun. I look forward to high-fiving you too.
I'm Will Miller, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast brought to you by Heartland RVs. Stay tuned for our next destination.